Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
In times like these, it's important to know who you can trust. At last, a news source that's reliably reliable, informatively informational, and never wrong. Unfortunately, you're not listening to it. Instead, you're listening to The Chaser Report.
Hello and welcome to The Chaser Report. This is episode 16. I'm Charles Firth and with me are Nina Ayama and Dom Knight.
Hey.
Happy sweet 16th.
Oh, isn't it
Here's
lovely?
Here's a car.
And this podcast has never been kissed.
No, certainly.
And it never will be.
Yeah, it's illegal.
But look, guys, the story of the week that I really want to talk about is this Black Lives Matters protest in Sydney. Did you hear about this?
Yeah.
Yeah, so they were organising this protest to protest good cause, you know, against Indigenous people being arrested all the time and jailed and stuff like that. And so they decided to hold it in the Domain, right? And the idea there is, you know, it's a very large space. They could have had up to 5,000 people and not breached any of the social distancing rules. They, you know, each person would still have had 4 square metres between them.
It's a big park.
Very sensible. Anyway, they went, they had a, the police opposed this. They had a couple of court cases during the week.
Classic New South Wales police.
Well, yes, exactly. Real party
poopers. Touching up 12-year-olds, then they're ruining everyone's day.
Who are the people that they're protesting against again?
Yes, well, they are protesting against the police.
Against maybe, police suppression. Okay.
No, maybe that was the protesters' problems. They should have just said, oh, no, we're protesting in support of how great the police are.
Oh, they could have done so many things differently.
Aren't they also protesting against racism, though? And if the police are trying to stop that, it's a bit like, oh, they're red hot.
Yeah.
Well, racism has to wait until after the pandemic, Nina. Yeah. That's just, it's gone on for centuries. Can't it wait a few more months?
Anyway, so it got ruled illegal. The protesters still said, okay, we're going to still hold it. But only a few dozen protesters turned up. This is in the Domain, right? So it's sort of, it's not a problem, right?
It's a huge park.
All the protesters are wearing masks. The police turn up. There's more police than protesters. And some of them aren't even wearing masks, right? But they're all gathered together because, you know, police like to clump together because to feel safe or whatever. Do you think maybe the police should have arrested themselves for turning up in such large numbers?
Yeah, and breaching social distancing and not wearing masks. I think they should.
Yes, I think that's exactly what should have happened.
That's a bit of like a bit of a mind meld because then that's what the protesters would want.
Yeah, but that is not what happened. And I want to play you the full audio of the entire protest because we've got it here, which is, and just bear in mind, these are people who are protesting against the police being unreasonable and arresting Indigenous people all the time. Let's play the protest.
You are in breach of the public health order by congregating in the Domain in a group of more than 20 people. If you do not immediately disperse from the Domain, you will be detained and legal action will be taken against you.
We would like an opportunity for it to be this family and the protest organisers who now work to... I would call on people to leave now. Leave now. Leave now. Don't come near me. Don't come near me. Leave the Domain. Tell the people to cancel the rally. Leave the Domain. Don't come near me.
And that was it. That was the protest.
That was the whole protest.
That was the whole protest.
I mean, it's not really a mass protest so much as a mass compliance.
Yeah, that's right. And it was sort of like, and it was so reasonable because they had these, you know, family of this victim who died
David
in police, police custody 5 years ago. And all he wanted was for them to be there to sort of commemorate the thing. And the police wouldn't even allow them to do that. Anyway, what should the protesters have done differently to avoid getting arrested?
Well, they just obviously should have protested somewhere else where police don't care. Like the gym, for example. My gym, everyone's sweating on each other and like all over each other. We have, what are they called, spin classes where everyone's like stuffed in a tiny room together and that's all okay, but it's not okay for those guys to be at a park.
Well, look, there are so many things that they could have done. I mean, people traditionally in the Domain play tip footy. If they just played tip footy, yes, it would have been fine. If they'd started a casino, they could have just had a casino on the lawn, brought out the cards and the poker tables and the cops. Would it, as long as they got the percentage of owing to them, it would have been absolutely fine.
Anyway, there you go. They didn't. They all got fined. Isn't the world terrible? Anyway, coming up on today's show, we're looking into the – well, I'm going to look into the future and present you a really – truly useful Bluetooth device that's actually on special at the moment. Nina, what are you doing?
I'm going to help people get around the law with a useful guide to sovereign citizenship.
Ooh.
And I'm going to look at the latest idiots who've gotten arrested for breaching COVID rules. Charles, when you look into the future, is there still racism? Do we ever solve it?
I'm pretty sure you don't solve it with Bluetooth devices, which is my remit, Dom. But first of all, let's go to Rebecca Dana-Minow with the Chaser News headline.
The Liberal Party says it will provide extra funding to COVID after the virus moved into Sydney's elite harbourside suburb of Potts Point. The virus is now eligible for extra funding as it lives in a safe Liberal Party seat. Experts say it has completely devastated Sydney's nightlife and decimated the country's healthcare system, and so has the disease. Scott Morrison has today announced strong new measures to halt the spread of the coronavirus, appointing the national cricket team to head the fight against the virus in the wake of the latest outbreak. Mr. Morrison said that following the spectacular job the cricket team did fighting the bushfires, they are obviously the most qualified to handle this crisis. The Logies have announced they will be introducing a new category at next year's awards. The award will go to the best anti-mask idiot recording themselves as they talk their way into being arrested. That's the latest Chaser News.
Thanks, Beck. Hey, Beck, we've been doing this podcast for 4 months now.
Wow, that's great.
Yeah, what do you think of it?
Oh, me? I don't really listen to it, actually.
Oh.
Yeah. I'm not really a Chaser fan. I find it all a bit juvenile, actually.
Yeah, I guess it is a bit.
Yeah, and I don't really like any of them. They're all a bit arrogant, frankly.
Oh, well, let's get on with the show.
I mean, it's all just a bit tedious, isn't it? I mean, I'm sure there's an audience for it, but it's definitely not my cup of tea. Much prefer to listen to Tony Martin or Will Anderson.
Okay, thanks, Beck.
I agree with her.
The Chaser Report. News a few days after it happens.
This episode is brought to you by Dummings Warehouse. Can't get into Bunnings Warehouse? Dummings Warehouse is the only hardware chain where Karens are welcome. We don't even sell masks, but you can get coronavirus.
The Chaser Report. Now with extra whispers.
So, Dom and Charles, I don't know how closely you've been watching all the videos of middle-aged ladies refusing to wear masks, but I have been watching them very closely because I love strong women. And a lot of them have been nicknamed Karens. Mm. So if you haven't heard, here's the infamous Karen harassing store workers at Bunnings.
It's a condition of entry of our store as a...
Then that's discrimination, and I can have you sued personally for discriminating against me as a woman.
We're not discriminating against anyone.
You are.
It's not.
It's an unlawful condition of entry.
Now, I heard this and I was like, why does she keep talking about laws? Like, that is such a weird, you know, usually they just ask to speak to the manager and go off. But then I watched a second Karen video. This is Kmart Karen. And see if you can spot similar language with this one.
No, it's not a state of emergency. No, it's not. We know the law and I've studied the law and there's no state of emergency.
Yeah, right. So they're sort of bush lawyers, are they? They're people who...
Yeah, they've studied the law,
right,
according to themselves, I believe.
Yeah.
So what you might not know is they're actually all citing from the same document, which is from the Sovereign Citizens Movement. Now, I actually didn't know what a sovereign citizen was until yesterday. Like, prior to that, I just assumed it was someone that worked at Sovereign Hill in Victoria. So don't be mad at me. I went to a public school.
They're sort of people who are very good at overcharging for merchandise and giving you a really boring time.
And showing you how to pan gold, but you actually never find gold.
Yeah, you never find it.
I know, it's such a scam.
Yeah.
But the real sovereign citizens are a fringe group who essentially believe they're above the law because the world is owned by corporations, in their view.
Well, that's true.
I mean,
in their defense.
That's George Carlin.
Yeah, I guess that's like that part of the theory is correct. But then they also think the government is a corporation. And so they basically think that when you're born, you enter a contract with the government. But if you declare yourself a living person, you are breaking the invisible contract and you don't have to pay taxes or abide by laws.
I got to say, I spent 5 years of my life in law school and I can't believe that on day one they didn't just say, by the way, If you at any point declare that you're a sovereign citizen, everything we're about to teach you is null and void and you can do whatever you like. I mean, why wouldn't they have said that day one? It's all a scam. They are so confident, aren't they?
They're incredibly confident. And I found out why is that they have this one document, specifically in regards to masks. They have one particular document which tells you exactly what to say when police or other people tell you to wear a mask. I'm going to do a little quiz to see if you guys would make good sovereign citizens.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah, I basically think they're like internet trolls, but for the law. That's my logic with them. So if you could just keep that mindset while I quiz you, that would be amazing. So the first question is, according to sovereign citizens, what is a police officer?
I don't have to answer your questions. I'm a sovereign citizen.
Okay, Dom's won. I'm finished.
Well, I don't know. Are they – so police – well, I've always thought police are just people who were bullies at school. But I assume that's not the answer. I know what they are. They're probably extras in the video that you're about to make. Is that the idea? They're just very well-dressed extras. Yeah.
They're, aren't they kind of like, they're just as irrelevant as Kmart or Bunnings workers. They're just employees of the state who have no relationship with the union. You don't have to say what they say.
Are they corporations?
Yes.
Maybe? They're corporations. Yes.
But specifically.
I think that might be the answer to every question.
Police are employees of a private Vatican-owned corporation.
Of course it's the Vatican.
Yes.
Is that how George Pell got out of it?
That's how all the Catholic priests get off.
I thought that was children. Anyway.
Yeah. No. I was going to say it.
Ooh.
But. Yeah. Okay, so the second question is, if police approach you, the very first question you should ask is, have I disturbed the peace? Why is it important to ask this first?
Is that like a red flag that you're a sovereign citizen dipshit and you're going to be getting all legalistic up in their face? Because that's what it would sound like. Like, I would be thrown off my guard. If I was just a cop and I had, I don't know, a couple of weeks of just basic arrest training and someone said, had I disturbed the peace? Like, oh, hang on. This is a red flag.
You'd be like, here we bloody go.
Here we bloody go.
Not another one of these guys. Charles, do you have an answer?
Well, is it because that's the only thing that you're allowed to be arrested for or something like that? The peace is the only thing that they're allowed to
sort of
administer?
So technically when the police become police, they have to take an oath. The oath is to uphold the peace.
Are you sure it's not to uphold the police? Because I think that's what most of them are doing.
Yeah, I think so. I think there's actually a typo
in
the Constitution.
I get a ding for that.
Yeah.
You're killing it. Now, by the way, just hold this thought about have I disturbed the peace? Because in my segment, that's going to come right back.
Oh, okay.
Right. Well, do you know the other theory is that if they say no, then you have to keep asking, have I disturbed the peace until they say yes? So if the police person says no, then you can just yell, have I disturbed the peace? Have I disturbed the peace? Until they say no. And then you move on to the next question.
I mean, I wish I'd known this when I was arrested. I mean, again, with the chaser, this would have been so useful.
But wait a minute. So they're wanting the police to have a valid reason to arrest you. Why?
Not necessarily like a valid reason, but they want either the police has to be like, no, you haven't disturbed the peace, and then let them go. But if they say yes, then
but there
they have
are
to
other
the
laws than disturbing the peace.
I think you'll find that this is the point where they were going, no, it's the Magna Carta. It's the Magna Carta, guys.
Yeah, that is the one true legal document, according to the sovereign citizens, is this document from 1,000 years ago, which they haven't read, by the way. Like, I've read all their, like, little documents, and they quote all these Latin phrases that they don't understand, and then they have, like, phonetic translations. It's a bunch of...
I mean, I saw a guy. There's this amazing guy. I think he drove down from Queensland, because they're all in Queensland, down to Melbourne to liberate the towers. Did you see these videos? It's hilarious. And they drive down and it's like, nah, under Magna Carta, nah, and they're not going to do it. And the WHO has already said masks are wrong. Oh, and they're not going to... And then they go to the giant ring of cops outside the towers and start talking about the Magna Carta. It doesn't go well for them.
No.
They get arrested.
It's like in the country, these laws are still legal. Anyway, so the next question is, if the police ask for your driver's license, what do you tell them?
Oh.
Well, you don't need a driver's license because they weren't mentioned in the Magna Carta.
I would think that you'd sort of say no, because the driver's license was held by your corporation self, not by your free spirit self.
That is close. Oh. You actually have to clap back at them. You have to say, define driver.
This is good. This is like Lord Judo.
I know. I feel like I was trying to point out how stupid these people are, and now everyone's just going to use them for their own gain.
I'm using this.
But apparently they say, I'm not a driver, I'm a traveller, and you don't need a traveller licence. So
unless you're traveling in a car.
Yeah, anyway, which you're driving.
This is all very interesting. All right. Yeah.
Okay. So according to the document that I've read, if the police don't comply with you, what is happening from a legal standpoint?
Oh, that's an easy one. They're violating your fundamental human rights.
That's close.
Yeah. They're breaching your sovereignty.
What they're doing is kidnapping. The police are kidnapping you.
Okay. Well, that's good. And so does that mean that then there's sort of some Liam Neeson character who comes and rescues you? Is that
how
it works?
I think it does, yeah. Yes. I think you just...
I don't know who you are. I don't know where you are.
I have a very specific set of sovereign citizen skills.
It's just your dad. Your dad just develops superpowers and just comes to rescue you.
I love it.
So the next question. There's quite a few of these questions, so I'll keep speeding this up. But if the first police officer that you're interacting with doesn't respond well, you're actually supposed to try and get a second police officer. Now, what is the purpose of getting two police officers?
Oh, good cop, bad cop? I don't know.
No, isn't it so that it looks more dramatic in the video?
No, it's so the second officer can arrest the first officer.
Oh, of course.
For obstructing your human rights.
But wait a minute. If the cops are all invalid and just a corporation, then why... Suddenly they've become people who legitimately can arrest
people. Well, cop A would just go, no, am I breaching the peace? Am I breaching the peace? And get up.
Hey, man, I don't make the rules. Yeah. The Magna Carta did, you know.
There's a few logic holes in this.
I hope someone's forwarding these documents to all the protesters, the Black Lives Matter protesters, and all the Indigenous activists who get arrested at the drop of a damn hat in this country, because that would be a good thing.
Yeah, you're right. We could, you know, expand the number of annoying trolls there are to not just be white people.
Well, there was actually one woman at the 5G protests who did use sovereign citizen rhetoric, and she did get arrested and charged and fined. So it's good that it doesn't work at all. Yeah.
We should be clear. If you think you're trying this at home, we're not paying you legal bills, citizen.
It does not work at all. But here's another thing. At the end of the exchange with the police officer, if the police haven't let you go and they have arrested you, according to sovereign citizens, you can actually make money by being arrested. Now, how can you make money?
Because they're kidnapping you and there's a ransom and then you split the ransom with the kidnappers.
I guess that's what bail is, maybe. Yeah. Hey, like it is a ransom.
Yeah, you're right.
Now that you think about it.
Or is it because you started GoFundMe and other dipshits give you money?
Or is it because you get a lot of views on YouTube and you get all the money from the monetization?
Well, it's because, so as you know, everybody has a notice schedule of fees for unlawful detention on their person at all times. Like we all know
that.
It's
like a menu.
We've got
this piece of paper that we all carry around. Yeah. We don't carry our driver's license, but we do carry the notice schedule for fees for unlawful detention. So basically when you get arrested, you just hand this to police and then you say, you are now unlawfully detaining me and depriving me of liberty. Your continuation of this unlawful detention is taken as your consent and agreement to this schedule of fees and terms of payment.
That is genius.
So then you just give them this terms of payment and you make money. How much money do you think you can make from the fees?
Thousands.
They're delusional. It'll be like, I don't know, $10,000. What do you reckon?
Higher.
Oh, $50,000?
It's $50,000 plus $200 per minute. And the end of this document says, so sit back and count the dollars.
They're exactly like lawyers. That's exactly what my lawyer charges.
I'm pretty sure every car park I've ever parked in has exactly the same conditions. So that's amazing.
It's pretty insane. And all this legal speak that they say, like, my rights and, like, you know, they're always talking about court. It'll be upheld in court. Mm. But actually the court does not like them. And the High Court of Australia has declared sovereign citizens vexatious litigants. So my last question is, what does vexatious litigant mean?
Fuck knuckle.
Yes. It means annoying dickheads.
The Chaser Report.
Well, another week of lockdowns in Australia, another week of public health orders. That means another week of this.
Fine watch.
Yes, ordinary Aussies being idiots and getting fined by law enforcement. And as I mentioned, there's a little bit of sovereign citizen fun in the end here too. But let's head first to Jindabyne, where dozens of partygoers are going to be fined after a bush doof. That's right. There was a bush doof. It's illegal to doof in the bush in the Snowies. Police found a DJ, amplifiers, lights and speakers and a bonfire. Apparently up to 200 people went to the bush doof.
Oh, dear.
What should the penalty be for doofing? do you think?
I've never heard of a bookdoof, but
it's all Ferrells and Nimbin types and Triple J presenters. They're the people I know who
Do people come dressed as Ned Kelly or something? Is that the idea?
No, that's the Bush Ranger doof. Sorry. That's across the road. Right,
okay. Yeah. No, you're in a rural property and they're playing, you know, trance and whatever, and you smoke mushrooms, you eat mushrooms and smoke whatever and go to another stage of consciousness. You'd probably enjoy it, actually.
Why wouldn't the police like that? That sounds right up their alley.
I know. My question is, I mean, what should the penalty be? I think a lot of them are getting fined $1,000.
Oh, I think that's not enough. I think they should have to give the police their mushrooms so that the police know what it's like to enjoy a bush doof.
I think the punishment should fit the crime. I think after lockdowns ended and everything like that, they should all be forced to go and live in Sydney where there's no nightlife whatsoever, and they get to sort of, you know, have to live in Sydney.
That's brutal.
Yeah.
Although I think
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ron at Bushdoofs is actually Sydneysiders just pretending to be from the country in RMs.
Okay. Ah, right, yeah.
All right, so the Bushdoofs don't do that. Also, another party in the Melbourne CBD, there's been a bit of a spate of these.
Mm-hmm.
Seven people were fined at a short-term rental property in the CBD. The cops came and they said to the police, yeah, we're staying here to party for 2 nights. Now, come on. That's not what you tell the police. You say, am I breaching the peace? No, but what should they have done? I mean, surely if the cops ask you what you're doing, there's seven people in an apartment.
Yes.
I mean, you don't say we're here to party. What do you say we're here to do?
Well, clearly the loophole is the sex loophole, isn't it? Because in Victoria you're allowed to go to somebody else's house if you're going to have sex with
them. That's
true. So they should have just said we're all having sex with each other.
Polyamory. Yes. That's a very Melbourne thing, I believe.
Yeah, sure it is.
They could have just said that they're an AFL team training. That would also be completely allowed.
I think that's a total get-out-of-jail-free card in Victoria.
They should have just said that they were cops.
Ooh.
It was a cop gathering. They were all undercover.
Yes.
They just forgot their badges.
Remember that for next time. All right. Still in Victoria, a group of friends took a car trip to Macca's. Now, the interesting thing about this is they were fined not for visiting Macca's because you are allowed to go and get food. But the problem was that they didn't live together, so they weren't allowed to be together in the car doing that. And did you think the cops made a right call there? Are Macca's runs illegal? Should they be illegal under this regime?
Well, I think this discriminates against people who don't have a car to go and do a Macca's run. Like, I presume what happened was one person said, I'm going to go and get Macca's, and then, you know, a neighbour said, well, can I come along too? I'm also starving. I fancy an Angus burger or whatever.
I think just one of them should have gone in the boot. It's a classic. It's a classic move.
Yes. Well,
as someone that's been to a bushdoof, I mean,
that's the way you're allowed to get to.
In.
Yeah. On the door, they either let you in if you're in the boot. That's right.
Yeah.
But you know how there are those signs up, and when we were young, Charles, a million years ago, they didn't have those signs. You know how on the drive-throughs there are now signs saying you can only be served if you're in a car. And you're right, that is discrimination. We used to walk through drive-thrus all the time.
Yeah, that's the only way, you know, at 4 a.m., the only way you could get McDonald's.
That's right.
Was to pretend you're in the car.
This is the olden days, Nina.
And it would literally, you know, it must have been the 5,000th time that somebody had done that. And you'd think it was so funny driving
up. Car sounds. Because it was 4 a.m. and you need Macca's for only one reason.
Yeah.
Because you were tanked. Yeah, all right. So it's discrimination against the non
I think also the police should have exercised a bit of discretion based on what the kids were ordering.
That is true.
You know, like I think it's fine. If you're getting, you know, a few Big Macs, maybe some hash browns, then, you know, let them off with a warning. But if they're getting a McVeggie burger or a McWrap or something like that, if you're doing a whole Macca's run just for that, then that's 6 months in jail.
Yeah, filling a fish tray in the back of the paddy wagon.
That's like execution.
Up on the Sunshine Coast, a 17-year-old driver was fined $1,300 for breaching COVID travel orders, and he told police he was out there trying to do skids. He wanted to do donuts. Is that a reasonable excuse to be out in your car?
Oh, absolutely, because you can't do donuts anywhere else.
You can't do them at home.
And you're not hurting anyone unless you're like doing them in the middle of a highway.
I presume the problem is that he travelled too far away from his home. But I think that this guy, by the sounds of things, this guy was putting people's safety first by going to his nearest place where he could do skids. It was just like exercising.
Yeah.
It's the same as going to a golf course.
I mean, a car's got to get exercised too.
Yeah.
Got to get them right around in a circle. Okay. Now we're heading into sovereign citizen land here for the first time. A 63-year-old Victorian citizen crossed the border into New South Wales and refused to provide ID or a permit. He claimed he was a sovereign citizen and was arrested and made to return to Victoria. So, Nana, it didn't work for this poor old bloke. He read on Facebook you could.
Mm. Well, I think the police here have made the mistake, though.
Yeah, they clearly haven't read Facebook. Mm. I think that's their problem.
And they haven't read the Magna Carta either. I mean, when King John finds out about this, he's going to be very mad.
I presume the $50,000 fine's in the mail. Right. So a group of 10 churchgoers.
Yeah, he was probably just trying to cash in. He was probably just crossing the border so he could make 50 grand plus $200 a minute.
So a group of 10 churchgoers at a Serbian Orthodox church in Melbourne were fined for gathering. They were all fined, and the priest said, look, I didn't know what the rules were because it wasn't like his job or anything. I thought the limit was 5 rather than 0. So what he wanted to do was have someone on the door getting the pensioners to come through slowly and orderly to light candles.
Mm.
But and I quote, unfortunately, he left his post, the bouncer, the front of the door. How could the priest not notice that there were 10 people in his church? I mean, I haven't been to a Serbian Orthodox service. Were they all asleep? What's going on?
Well, I mean, can you believe a word this guy says? I don't think so. I don't trust his testimony. He's a priest.
I don't know, man. I think, like, he's got to remember his sermon. He's got a lot going on. He's got to think about coronavirus. He doesn't have time to look at the crowd.
Mm. I mean, if you were a priest, don't you think the first thing you'd check in the morning was, is being a priest still legal in Victoria?
But also, it's not like, oh, you know, there's 10 people in this church when the rule is 8. The rule is there's got to be 0 people in this church.
Keep the doors locked.
I think he got confused because he thought the police were from the church, but what he didn't realise, they were from the Vatican, not the Serbian Orthodox Church. So.
Actually, I know the punishment for that priest guy. Yeah. He's just going to be moved to another parish. It's fine.
Okay, now while we're talking about God's chosen people, this is a truly special sovereign citizen. She goes by the name of Eve Black. Not sure if that's her real name. I can certainly tell you she is as white as hell. She is a conspiracy theorist who's been calling COVID-19 a scamdemic. See what she did there? And here's the bizarre thing about conspiracy weirdos in 2020. They film everything. I don't know why that is. They film absolutely everything all the time, which means we get clips. And so look, here she is.
They're filming everything because they are against the surveillance state? Is it some sort of mad thing where...
I think it's because they like to broadcast the fact they're all bloody idiots.
I think they just want to put it on
Facebook. They just don't want any respect from anyone. Clicks. Yeah.
They're hoping to make Australia's funniest home video show. So now this has done the rounds, this one, big time, Eve Black. So she's driving a car. Her mate or partner, whatever, is filming. And before she gets to the checkpoint into New South Wales from Victoria, she says a little prayer.
Heavenly Father, please give me the strength to carry this out. I'm only doing this so I can, you know, stand up for not only my own rights, but the rights that you've given my brothers and sisters here on earth. So please give me strength to carry this out.
Woo! There you go. A religious freedom move was what it was. So there she's praying.
Right, okay.
Do you believe in the power of prayer, Charles?
Well, science has never disproven the power of prayer.
What do you think, Nina?
Yeah, I think it worked for sure for her. She did have the strength to carry it out, that's for sure. But I don't think it worked for her reputation. I feel like it did more harm to her life than good.
Yeah, this story does not have a happy ending for her. But this is quite an extraordinary moment. So here she's coming up to a checkpoint. It's a heavily policed checkpoint. She's stopped by a cop. Now, here's the thing. She refused to wind her window down. So the very first thing that the cop asked her to do, she refused to do. That means that the cop is barely audible in the clip you're about to hear. So I went through and re-recorded what the cop said when he said it so you can actually hear the exchange. It is that extraordinary. Have a listen.
G'day, mate.
How are you going? What's your reason for travelling today?
Thanks.
Can you wind your window down so I can hear you?
I think you can hear me today. You can hear me fine.
Yeah, okay.
That's fine. Reason for travelling. Have I disturbed the peace today?
A.
Have I disturbed the peace?
No.
No.
I'm just asking what your reason for travelling is today.
Well, I don't need to tell you that. I don't know you.
Okay. So where have you come from today?
I don't need to answer your question.
No?
No. Have I committed a crime?
Pardon?
Have I committed a crime?
No, I'm just asking why you're travelling today.
Have I committed a crime?
No, you can keep going.
Thank you.
Straight ahead. Can you believe it?
It worked.
It worked.
It's the prayer. It was the prayer that did it.
It's because he knew that he was going to have to give her $50,000 if she kept going.
I got to tell you, after she got through that checkpoint, she was pumped.
Yes. Oh, my God. I feel so good. Yes.
I want to know what happened in that exchange because these cops, their one job is to stop anyone coming from Victoria into New South Wales.
Yeah.
And the cop absolutely screwed it. What do you think went on? Was it like a Jedi mind trick? Did she say, you know, this isn't the window, you've got to wind down and do the thing with her hand?
Yeah, maybe it was.
Maybe.
I mean, it does strike me that maybe the policeman realised it was just a stunt for Facebook and that she'd probably just end up driving straight back into Victoria.
Yeah, maybe, yeah.
What's your theory?
I don't know. I just feel like she was wasted. They're just like, this girl's wasting everyone's time.
Yeah.
But then I guess like the upshot of that is like if she did have coronavirus and brought it into New South Wales, then that cop would.
Yeah.
I think he was just like, this girl is so annoying, it is worth the death of some other people.
And it's very unlikely that she would be infected with coronavirus because no coronavirus would want to be associated with her.
But I mean,
and she's prayed. You know,
yeah, exactly.
Prayed,
yeah. If you pray, you're clean.
Well, look, that was a slam dunk for a sovereign citizen. Unfortunately, things didn't go so well after that. Even though the Premier himself, Denny Landry, said that the cops were going to be looking hard for her, you're right, Charles. She went straight back to Victoria and she got busted at a lockdown checkpoint in Carlton in inner city Melbourne. The cops identified her from the video. She refused to wind her window down again, so they broke it and arrested her. Then she still wouldn't give her details after they broke her window.
Wow.
Wow. That's insane.
Yeah.
Did she forget to pray about the window or something?
That might have been it.
Striving for mediocrity in a world of excellence, this is The Chaser Report.
The Chaser Report is sponsored by Dummings Warehouse, the only hardware chain where Karens are welcome. Lowest IQs are just the beginning.
The Chaser Report. News you can't trust.
And now it's time for a trip into the future.
Welcome to the future.
That's right, this is the segment where I review smart gadgets that usually connect by Bluetooth or Wi-Fi, and they basically show us what the future is going to be like in terms of tech gadgets.
And full credit to you, Charles, because when we started this segment,
we
didn't have COVID yet, and your premise was the future was going to suck balls, and you were right.
I was totally right. But I want to bring up this one today. This is a new product. And I bring it up now because it's actually on special at the moment. It's half price.
Ah.
So if you like what you hear today, then, you know, there's a real opportunity to grab one. So it's a new product from the Smart Products range.
Meet Smalt, the world's first interactive centerpiece that enhance your dining experience.
Okay, so it's an interactive dining centerpiece. What is Smalt?
I want to know what's a freaking centerpiece. I've gone 43 years on this earth without ever having a dining centrepiece, right?
You idiot.
I just want to know what dining is because I haven't been to a restaurant in so long.
So what do you reckon it is?
Oh, I reckon it's something weird, like a powder that tastes like a full meal.
Ooh, amazing.
Ooh.
It's very Willy Wonka of me to assume that, but I'm putting it out there.
I mean, I think you're giving the makers too much credit, to be honest, Nina. That sounds far more interesting.
I thought we were living in the future, not tomorrow, Charles.
Is it a future of just shitty lights that change colour?
Oh, not quite. Let's just hear it.
It's a smart salt dispenser. Shake, pinch, or pour, all using your smartphone.
Nina was right. It is a powder that goes in food.
Oh, yeah, that's you're right.
Makes it taste better.
It is, yeah.
Makes it saltier.
Yeah, it makes it saltier.
Smalt. To Gryffindor.
I mean, who goes smart and salt and goes, let's call it smalt? Yeah. It sounds like some sort of industrial discharge.
Yeah, well, I mean, it is solving a big problem, guys, which is, you know.
Salt dispensing is too manual for my liking.
Yes, exactly. You used to have to sort of turn it 180 degrees to get the salt out of the salt dispenser.
And that required no Bluetooth. We know that all of human life is going to be replaced by Bluetooth in the near future.
So that problem has now been eliminated. What you do is instead, this is honestly true, you take out your mobile phone.
Open your Smalt app and simply pinch the screen or shake your phone to dispense salt. After all, Smalt is a smart salt dispenser.
That's right. So instead of picking up the salt dispenser and shaking it, you get out your mobile phone, open the app. It's so much easier, don't you think?
And where is the smalt at this point? Like, presumably you've got to position it over your plate, or does it just float in the air like a drone?
No, it's a centrepiece. Oh, Dom, it's a centrepiece. It's in the middle of your table.
So you have to push the bowl underneath the smalt, pick up your phone, shake your phone, and then bring the bowl back to you.
No. It dispenses it, and then you pull out the bottom of it, and it's got the amount of salt that you've ordered from your smartphone on the bottom, and then you tip it over.
So you still got a tip.
Yeah, but it's half price.
Yeah, but
so
it's half price.
I'll take it.
Okay, so but I know what you're thinking, guys. You're thinking this sounds really useful. Except what if you don't have your mobile phone handy, right? Then you can't have salt on your meal, right? It's a real problem, right? But the makers have thought of that, right? Because you know, you're in the middle of cooking.
Mm-hmm.
You just get your Alexa speaker and you talk to your salt dispenser. This is how it works.
Simply say, "Alexa, dispense half a teaspoon of salt."
There you go. See?
But then that requires me to have an Alexa device. And then I'm already 50% of smalt and an Alexa out of pocket.
Okay, so the last problem that they had to solve, I don't quite understand, but this is honestly true, one of the marketing points of smalt, is that the problem with other salt shakers is that they're not portable. This is what they claim.
That's true. My salt shaker is so heavy and massive.
You just, you go, "Kids, can you help bring the salt? I'm going to bring out the salt."
I've got a trailer. I've got a car trailer for my salt shaker.
So this is very different because this salt dispenser you can put on your table. So it's a real revolutionary step.
Smalt's easily portable design makes it an on-the-go centerpiece no matter where you dine.
Isn't it good?
So I'm having a picnic in the park, a romantic picnic with my wife, and pull out the rug and the knives and forks and the salt dispensing centerpiece.
Yeah, that's right. And all you've then got to do is just pair it with your mobile phone and then you can have some salt. Anyway, so it's 50% off, as I said. How much would you pay for this centerpiece?
I reckon usual price $2.99.
Yeah.
Half off $1.50.
You are incredibly correct. It's $148 Australian dollars at the moment.
Hang on, did you mean $150 or $1.50? Because I thought you meant $2.99 is in $2.99. And I was like, that's very cheap, but makes sense.
No, I know this because, Charles, all your friends, we all passed around the hat and got you a smalt for your birthday.
Now, unfortunately, the smalt have disabled comments on all their e-commerce sites. So I can't actually get user reviews, but somebody has set up a subreddit about this smalt dispenser. So far the product has 110 thumbs up and 1,600 thumbs down. So they've obviously, smalt has 110.
You know why, though? Because it doesn't come with a smepper.
It doesn't come with a smepper, does it?
If it came with a smepper, it'd be all thumbs up.
So there are a few problems that users have identified. One is that the battery only lasts 4 hours.
Striving for mediocrity in a world of excellence, this is the Chaser Report.
The Chaser Report is sponsored by Dummings Warehouse. We're not the sharpest tools in the shed, and we don't sell them either.
The Chaser Report. News you know you can't trust.
Well, that's all we've got time for. Although, hang on, we've got Rebecca Day and Amino with some late-breaking news.
elderly residents from private nursing homes across Melbourne have formed an elite AFL team in order to be able to travel to Queensland and start living the high life again at the AFL's hub. The team will be called the Self-Funded Superannuants, and their mascot will be a massive great franking credit refund from the tax office. AFL officials are said to be open to the proposal, with one insider saying they can't be worse than the Crows.
Thanks, Beck. Now, that's the end of the show, but follow us on all the social platforms. We've got new videos each week on TikTok, and we've had our shadow ban removed, guys. So,
congratulations.
Yeah, we're going to be down with the kids once more.
You're going to go viral.
Yeah, we're going to do the viral thing.
For you page.
Hang on a sec. I'm just unfollowing the chaser on TikTok.
And remember to give us a 5-star review on iTunes. Thanks to our producer, Mike Liberale. Now, we're going to leave you with something a bit special, which is a sneak preview of an ad. As you may know, Queensland is dealing with a new outbreak this week, caused by people who came up from Melbourne. And Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk is facing a tough election at the end of October. But I'm not sure I approve of how far she and the Labor Party have gone running against foreigners.
For too long, infected southerners have been coming to Queensland to ruin it for the rest of us. When will Queenslanders stand up and say, enough is enough? We don't want New South Welsh people around here anymore. Only Anastasia Palaszczuk can protect us from sickly Sydney-siders and vile Victorians who come to our beaches and spread disease.
We decide who comes to our beaches and the circumstance in which they come.
Do you want your children infected with a deadly virus? Deborah Frecklington and the LNP does. That's why a vote for Deborah is a date with death.
Authorised by the ALP Queensland. I'm speaking very fast because I'm scared that a filthy southerner is coming to get me.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win. And support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.